Hi there. The word for today is make prayer a priority. In Acts 6 verse 4 we read, we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. In the book, The Disciplines of a Godly Man, pastor and author R. Kent Hughes writes, and I quote, J. Sidlow Baxter once shared a page from his own personal diary with a group of pastors who had inquired about the discipline of prayer. He began by telling them how he entered the ministry determined that he would be a real man of prayer. However, it wasn't long before his increasing responsibilities, administrative duties, and the subtle subterfuges of pastoral life began to crowd prayer out. Moreover, he began to get used to it, making excuses for himself. Then one morning it all came to a head as he stood over his work-strewn desk and looked at his watch. The voice of the Spirit was calling him to pray, and at the same time another velvety voice was telling him to be practical and get his letters answered, and that he ought to face the fact that he wasn't one of the, quote, spiritual sort. Only a few people could be like that. That last remark, says Baxter, hurt like a dagger blade. I couldn't bear to think it was true. He was horrified by his ability to rationalize away the very ground of his ministerial vitality and power. Please understand this. Minutes invested in prayer will give you a greater return than hours spent in ceaseless activity. The New Testament apostles understood that. As the church grew bigger and they became busier, they made a life-changing decision. Here's what they decided. Give all this work, the administrative things, to those capable of handling them, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And as a result, the church grew and multiplied greatly. So the word for you today is this. Make prayer your priority.